Microsoft brags about paying minorities more than whites for the same work. By Lucas Nolan on February 26, 2024. Microsoft is facing backlash after bragging in a recent diversity report that it pays white employees less than racial minority employees in similar roles. The report boasts that Asian employees make more than both black and white employees with matching job titles, levels, and tenure. Microsoft touts in its 2023 Diversity and Inclusion Report its pay equity agenda, admitting that racial minorities who are eligible for rewards earn $1.007 in total pay for every $1 white employees earn. Specifically, the report states that black and African American employees earn $1.004 and Asian employees earn a higher $1.012 for every $1 earned by white employees with matching job titles, levels, and tenure. The report clarifies that this data represents total pay, including base salary, annual bonuses, and stock awards. Microsoft also boasted about instilling far-left ideology in employees, with 96.4% reporting some awareness of allyship. This discriminatory policy follows a trend of major corporations prioritizing diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI, over equality. Disney was recently hit with a federal civil rights complaint for using diversity metrics to determine employee bonuses. The complaint alleges Disney intentionally discriminates against white American men, Christians, and Jews based solely on their race, sex, and religion. As Breitbart News reported, America First Legal filed the complaint against Disney on Wednesday. The group cited publicly available documents published on Disney's official sites as well as leaked internal documents showing how executives have made diversity, equity, and inclusion a central part of Disney's hiring practices. It is sad and tragic that a company whose name was once synonymous with wholesome and charming childhood fantasies is now dedicated to spreading divisive bigotry. We urge Disney to cease and desist its unlawful and destructive conduct at once, said Stephen Miller, president of America First Legal and former Trump administration official. Breitbart News will continue to report on woke capitalism and the bigotry of DEI programs. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.